Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode. I think you are really going to love this conversation with my friend Angie Lee, who I know you've heard on the podcast before. She's a good friend of mine. And also her brother, Mike Lee. The two of them are just incredible humans, but they're also the co-founders of Soul CBD, which is our brand new podcast sponsor. And really, we talk about CBD, but we have a really honest, raw conversation about stepping into a new identity, which I think is going to be really powerful for you to hear. Like really posing the question, like, who are you if you aren't the thing that you were once known for? And what happens if you're forced to make a change? Or if you feel this like tug at your heartstrings that it's time for you to evolve? And I think it's just a really beautiful way to talk about this with both of their perspectives. Mike talks about his transition from being a professional boxer to learning how to be a CEO in real time. And he's so vulnerable and really transparent. And then Angie shares about her journey, like how to support herself with lows and anxiety and a lot of the big questions that I know are likely coming up for you in different ways. Like, if the world didn't tell me, or society didn't tell me, or my friends or my family didn't say they want this from me, what do I actually want? And then we dig into navigating pain, like true physical pain, as well as emotional discomfort and anxiety. We talk about what in the world is CBD anyways. I'm just really excited for you to listen into this episode. And like I mentioned, Soul CBD is the new sponsor of the show. And I'm really pumped about that and just bringing this message and awareness to more people. So check the show notes for the link if you want to check out any of their products. Code Kacia, K-A-C-I-A, saves you dollars. And yeah, without further ado, you're going to love this conversation. Can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's dive in. Mike, Angie, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have this brother-sister duo that I love so much on Empower Her together for the first time, you guys both at the same time. What's up?
What up?
This okay, today is going to be Empower Her and Empower Him.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden, all the guys are going to be tossing their loofahs in the air while they're listening to this in the shower. We're gonna just like have so much fun. So I'm excited about this. So what we're going to talk about today, because there's so many directions that I could go with this, and there's so many things that I think you guys could add a lot of value around. But one thing that's a common element that's coming up in our community often is around change and transitions and the anxiety that comes with navigating new norms and trying to figure out like, who am I if I'm not this person anymore? Because now I'm finding myself like evolving and growing. So Mike, I want to start with you. If you could kind of give people like a high level overview of your backstory, in particular when you made a major transition from being a professional boxer into starting a business and like trying to navigate like, who am I if I'm not that? Like, give them the juice, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I first turned pro when I was 21. I'm 34 now. I've been retired about 2 years, but yeah. Just as you mentioned, I still go through that. Let's call it like an identity crisis in a sense. So I've been an athlete since I was a little kid, since Angie and I grew up in Chicago. I knew I always wanted to be a professional athlete. I wasn't sure which sport it would end up being. And I started getting better and better at boxing and winning tournaments. And then at 21, I got signed by Top Rank, which was a dream come true. It was like getting signed by the New York Yankees for boxing. So I was incredibly excited and ready to go on this journey. Yeah. I ended up having a 10-year career, a lot of ups and downs. Angie was there from fighting in Madison Square Garden in front of 20,000 people to being in hospital rooms, you know, in so much pain. I'm on painkillers afterwards till 4 a.m. It was a lot of ups and downs, which, and literally and figuratively getting punched in the face, getting knocked down, getting embarrassed in front of millions of people, winning in front of millions of people. It's a lesson that I had in my 20s that I don't think I ever could have had any other way. And for that, I'm extremely grateful. it also led me to this incredible new career and venture, starting a CBD wellness company, helping people get out of pain naturally with Angie, which has been incredibly beautiful. And I've been grateful for that as well. But with that, honestly, has come a lot of struggle, because as an athlete, it's your entire identity. It's how you receive love. It's how you feel purpose. It's where your family, your community is. And when I decided to retire, it wasn't because of my mind, it was because of my body. And in a sense, you feel like it's stripped from you. It's taken away from you, because I was still young, 32 years old, but I was just dealing with so much pain in the later part of my career, physical and even mental at that point, because of all the physical pain, that I just knew that I had to stop before it got dangerous. But to receive love and be told you're great at something and feel like that's your identity, and then to all of a sudden say, now what? And yeah, especially when sports is no longer an option, is incredibly hard. And I'm still working with it. I still deal with it. But I know people, whether they're an athlete, whether they were in sales, marketing, corporate job, now they're leaving that to go pursue a passion. It's all the same thing. We're creatures of habit, and it's so difficult to break out of that. And I think I found a few tools that have helped me do that, but it's never easy. And the thing I tell people is, you're not alone. You know, we're in a day and age now in 2022 where before it's all said and done, you might have 10 different careers. And it's kind of like embracing that and loving that spontaneity. And like Angie says, ready is a lie, and really jumping into it. And I think that that's been the main thing that I have done well, among many other things I haven't done well, is I've always been willing to take that risk and jump in. And it's only through taking risks and doing things that were the scariest things in the world, whether it was walking out of a tunnel and fighting for my life, literally, or starting a business or whatever it may be. Those were the greatest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Were the ones that right beforehand I was scared shitless. And so that's what I encourage people to do, is step out of that comfort, because beyond that fear will be, win or lose, the greatest moments of your life and the greatest teachers. And here I am.
And here you are. It's crazy too, because so many people can connect with an aspect of that. Maybe, you know, most people listening in were not professional boxers who also, Mikey, we're in a Subway commercial, so let's talk about that. Like, most people don't have that story, but they can connect with the fact that, like, when you've received a lot of praise, whether it's from your peer group or it's from your parents or it's from whoever, like, praise for what you've done, and then you're no longer doing that because you're feeling either, in your case, like, physically you had to make a change for your body, for your health. But some people, when they're feeling this, like, desire to actually make a change, we're like, people were praising me for this, but now I want to do something else because I'm evolving into it. And I think it's like, it's beautiful that you can talk about how that chapter of your life that was so significant and will always be part of who you are also then led you to this next venture where you got to, you're serving so many people. And we're going to talk about soul in a little bit, but you're serving so many people because you're like, I've been there. Like, I've been in tremendous pain. I totally get it. Like, come with me. Let's figure out a way for us to, like, solve this together. So I love, Mike, you know, I'm a big Mike fan. Mike's a good guy too. So, okay. Now, Angie, obviously you've been on the podcast a lot. People know you and we've been friends for so long, but can you talk about, like, right now, I know personally you're going through a ton of change in your career, trying to figure out, what do I want to do? I was known for this thing. I saw success in this. I was asked to speak about this. I've made a lot of money doing this. And now I'm saying, wait a second, like, Who am I now if I'm not that? How are you navigating this in real time?
Yeah, well, I wasn't punched in the face, so you
not,
know,
not literally. You've been through some shit, and so you have, but you're not punched in the face.
Not as much shit as Mike, but yeah, it's interesting. You know, even when Mike was chatting, two things came about. Isn't it interesting that we live in a world where there's two fallacies that basically run our life? These two stories at one. The thing we do for a period of time, if we're good at it, means we're supposed to do it forever. We have this idea of, like, permanency almost, right? Which makes change so difficult. Yet what makes life interesting is that we are going to have different careers. Like, there is, as an Enneagram 7, you know this, Cage, like, there's nothing more nothing that would be more
suffocating.
Yeah. Like more suffocating to my soul than somebody telling me you're going to have the same job for the rest of your life. Like, I hope I'm a zookeeper when I'm 80, you know, like who knows what I'm going to be doing, you know, comedian zookeeper, who knows, because I'm on that ride and I love the novelty. I love newness. I love change. I like that. And so I think there's a beauty that all of us need to embrace and like, it's okay for it to be over. It's okay for there to be something new because that wasn't going to be your entire life anyway. And then also this pressure of, I think if we surveyed millions of humans and we asked them, were you doing it because you wanted to do it? Or was there a part of you that was doing it because you did it for other people? Yeah. And if we lived on an island by ourselves, I would really like to see what career I would do. Like if we took all ego out, if we took all ideas of what other people thought of us, what would we actually do? And I think our careers would be very different for a lot of people.
Sure.
Because we're not actually doing what we want to do. We're doing what we think our grandma Sue, our dad, our uncle, our parents, our best friends, people on the internet. I've dealt with that. Like, what do they want me to do? These random strangers who I've never met. Like that's the weirdest pressure. It's like, if it's your parents, you know them and you respect them. And there's that level of, you know, there's that connection, but you know, Keisha, when it's people on the internet, it's even harder, not harder, but it's a totally different experience. Cause you don't even know these people yet. They're giving you the pressure to like be who you should be because you're getting this sense of affirmation from it, or you're getting this feedback of, oh, I like this. So keep doing this and keep being this person because I expect you to be this person. But it's interesting because I'm in this season of exploring what does that look like next? But I'm noticing that what's happening is the only reason I'm afraid to try something new, like comedy or these things that I feel so deeply that I want to express these talents or these gifts that I want to put out there is because I have this old story of, well, I was so good at this thing. I was so good at it though. Like it made such great money and I was good at it. Like, why would I leave it? Like only the people that are crazy would like change or shift. But then I'm also like, life is so short. I'd rather just like try random shit. And you know, it's this weird, interesting dance in your head. So yeah, I think I'm now exploring what that would look like to obviously creating more wellness content, creating more comedy content. I really want to express that in a way where I could see what that would look like as a career, like whether that's stand up or digital comedy and using that gift of like giving people energy and levity with that. And, Mike knows I've always been the weirdo. I've always been the person wanting to make people laugh. So it feels so natural to me, but it also is cool to explore what that would look like to express that more. And so, now in my 30s, it's going to be cool to just, I feel like I'm finally coming into the age of caring less what people think. Obviously I always will. I'm human. We all do, but in a way where it's healthy and I have healthy boundaries around that. And I can just be my most expressed version of myself, which, you know, sounds cheesy, but it's true. Like, I really think that's what we're all here to do. I think the people who win financially, emotionally, happiness wise, whatever you want to call it, are the ones who said, you know what, this is me. And I'm going to be so me that there's nothing else in the way. And I think that is what creates this sense of fulfillment too. So I'm constantly refining that. I'm always kind of like, what am I here to do? And I'm just going to do that.
So let's talk because and we'll jump on this. And then I want to ask Mike about some anxiety stuff too and so I'm similar to you in a lot of ways. So obviously we talk about this on the podcast that a lot of people look at people that have a personality like ours of like, we'll try things out. We're very comfortable with risk and change. And like, ooh, like life is an adventure. And like, I want to soak up all the experience. Can you tell them a little bit about what it feels like though, to have all of these squirrels in your head that are at a rave all the time and 800 tabs open and wanting to do all of these things? Because I think a lot of times when people feel that resistance or they feel the anxiety that comes up from, oh my gosh, there's so many things I can do. And I believe that I actually want to do all of those things. How are you managing the negative side of it? Because with any strength also comes that flip side that I don't want people that have that experience to tell themselves something is quote unquote wrong with them when I actually think that's a beautiful gift that you have and I can connect with too. So how do you manage the anxiety part of it?
Yeah, I love that. That's like one of my favorite things about you. You know, I love a million things about you, but that's one of my favorites is that you dance with the squirrels at the rave. You just got to dance within your brain. I think I have this weird gene in me or something where I just like, again, it's the novelty. Maybe it's the ADHD. Like I crave newness. I crave different. I mean, my mom would come home and Mike maybe remembers this, but I would change the color of my room probably every week when I was a kid. I loved like just new environments. I'd be like, mom, it needs to be lime green and now hot pink and now dolphin theme. Like I love having life feel new and different. But with that comes, of course, a lot of anxiety, a lot of overthinking, a lot of sometimes perfectionism can come in. Am I crazy? Is this weird? But I do think I have a healthy relationship with regret, I guess. And Mike always talks about this really well. It's like, we were here once. Like, I think the more that you can embrace that, not in like a negative Debbie Downer sad way, but like, we're here once. And I think we are here to play and explore. And I think the more you can have a healthy relationship with that, the less scary things are, because you just weigh it out. You weigh out the pros and cons of, will I regret not trying this? Or will I regret standing still? And so you kind of have this conversation in your brain of, what are you willing to risk? And a lot of times people are already in their worst case scenario. So I'm sure some of the gals listening, this is where you're at. It's like, oh, I'm a nurse and it's working so well, or I'm a dentist and it's working so well, and I make this amount and I have this security and this certainty, because we love certainty as humans. But what if I tried this on the side? Like, what if I tried this? And we're so afraid to try, when in reality, when you ask people like, hey, could you always go back to that job? Could you always go back to what you know? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, well, you're in literally the worst case scenario. You're literally sitting in it anyway. So you already know what it's like. Yeah. So you lose nothing by at least trying. You can always come back and say, at least I tried.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So Mike, for you, from an anxiety perspective and growing the company and like really like being in the weeds of doing something new for the like a first time, like CEO trying to grow this like company that's growing like crazy now, like how are you managing when you're like, I'm not yet the person that can accomplish this big vision. I'm having to become him in real time. And like, how does that feel? And how do you support yourself with any of the anxious thoughts that come up as you're stretching so much?
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said it was easy. I think, first of all, starting a company and building it, and you know, now we have a lot of employees and people who count on us and customers. I've realized now emotional intelligence is massive. Even to the point where I'm hiring, I care so much more about someone's emotional intelligence, their EQ, how they will go about solving a problem, than actually how smart or how much experience they have.
Yeah.
I found that incredibly more valuable. And I think that's how we built our culture, which is really cool. When it comes to anxiety for me, I've had it throughout my boxing career. I've had it as a CEO of this company. I've had it in my personal life. There's a lot of different things with breathing techniques, with CBD, with different things that I've used that have helped. But the one thing we always said in training camp, and honestly, I think how I became one of the best athletes in the world, was I was always very good at controlling the controllables. Mm. And this is what we would always say in training camp, or before a big fight, before a press conference, whatever it was. Control the controllables basically just means all you can really control is what you can control. And that's all you can need to focus on, right? We had this acronym we would always say is WIN, and it was what's important now. And I have that on my phone. I look at it all the time, like WIN, baby, WIN. And it's like, what's important now? But it brings me back to the control of controllables, because what anxiety is really being scared of what you can't control, and kind of realizing in that moment, whether it's business, sports, life, whatever it is, there really is no point in getting scared of the things you can't control. It doesn't serve you. And I know that's easier said than done. Like, don't get me wrong, but every time you can kind of step back and think what's important now and what can I control now in this moment, it really helps you feel like you're doing something at least, right? Yeah. Control the controllables is something I've always said throughout my career. And I think that's really important to kind of get back to that and almost like make a list of it. If you're freaking out about something, kind of think about, okay, what can I control? And then I will make an action with one of those things. So at least I feel like there's momentum and there's progress. And I'm not just sitting here in anxiety with all this shit that is swirling around in my head that I have no control over.
Yeah, that's so huge, because it's one of those things that's really simple, like, and easy to do, but it's also really easy not to do, because then you start spiraling and all of a sudden you're thinking like, could I have an aneurysm? It's like, so like out of left field, like you don't even know, right? So, okay. So Mike, you are super go-getter driven, Enneagram 3 achiever, which means you also have a big vision of where you want to go in your life and your career with the company. How do you support yourself with the distance? Because a lot of women listening into this are going to connect with you actually more than the Enneagram 7 squirrels that Angie and I are, where you have this distance between where you are now and where you want to go. And that distance is actually big because you're so ambitious. How do you manage that space that you're not there yet, right? And you've got a long way to go till you get there. How do you support yourself?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me, I always, no matter what it is, I think of what I want. And even if I don't have an extremely clear vision, I think of what I want and I work backwards. right? Mm-hmm. And I think that progress and momentum is massive. It's everything. And as human beings, we need to feel that. Whether it's an inch or a mile, you need to feel that progress. So for me, when I turned pro, my goal was to become a world champion. And I knew it was going to take 20, 30, however many fights. But I knew today, in order to do that years down the road, I needed to train hard. I needed to run 3 miles. I needed to go to the gym. And then tomorrow I needed to do that. And I had my first fight maybe in a month. I knew I need to win that fight. So it was step by step and literally writing down whether you want to start a company or whether you want a certain type of relationship. I write these things down. I visualize them with extreme clarity. I visualized every single fight of my career, what it would look like, what it would smell like, what it would taste like, what it would sound like, with all senses and extremely vibrant, because I would trick my brain into achieving those things and being there, because the brain doesn't know the difference between perception and reality. And there's been many studies to prove that, right? So I would literally, and I worked with sports psychologists on this, sit down and visualize hundreds of times what that fight, what that press conference, what it was going to look like. When I would step in the ring in front of thousands of people, I felt calm. I felt like I was having fun because my brain had already been there. And so the same thing can translate. You don't just have to fight someone in front of thousands of people. It can translate to what you're trying to build, what you're trying to become. That visualization for me becomes even more scientific and less like woo-woo manifestation. It actually becomes something that your brain starts hardwiring and your neurons start connecting of what you want and what you see out there and what you're looking for, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a famous analogy that I use all the time where they tell people to look around the room and look for everything in the room that's green, right? Then they tell you, close your eyes, okay? Now tell me, while your eyes are closed, everything that you saw that was red. People have an incredibly hard time doing this. They can tell you everything that you just thought of and look for that was green, but they weren't focusing on red, right? Mm-hmm. And so what I tell people with that analogy is you need to control what you're focusing on. And for me, it was that end goal of becoming a world champion or building this company. And it's incredible throughout life as you're walking around, if you're focusing on that thing, all of a sudden you're going to see red. You're going to see these things that were missing before. And so that's what visualization has done for me. And I highly recommend it for people in all aspects of their life.
I think it's really powerful too, for anyone that just is like, it's so tactical, where people love to take like a little tactical nugget that they can think about win in that way, or they can think about visualizing. You can do that right now while you're listening to this podcast and prove that to be true. Whatever you look for, you're going to find, and your brain's going to look for all the evidence to support those thoughts to be true. And it's, again, I love it because it's simple, but it's not always common practice. And you're using this in your relationships, growing as a CEO, back in your boxing career, and I'm sure your health goals and everything, how you're showing up. So I love that. So helpful. Okay, one question for you, Ange, and then I want to talk about CBD in general, because there's a lot of stigmas about CBD that I want to get into too. But Ange, can you give us, like, for anyone that's listening into this right now that feels like they're in kind of a downward spiral, like a low season right now, what are some tactical things that you specifically do to pull yourself up pretty quickly if you are feeling down and you've let yourself have that feeling, but you need to like lift yourself back up again? What are you doing?
Yeah, I love that question. I feel like first, again, a lot of this today is obviously about self-awareness. I know you talk about the Enneagram a lot, not because it's the one quiz that's going to solve your entire life. There is no one quiz, but it's just self-awareness. And so I think one, acknowledging that it's okay for life to have seasons. That's been one of the biggest lessons of my life in the last year. And it's weird that I got a tattoo with an and sign like 3 years ago. And I just love the thought of and, like, it's and, like, you're allowed to have days or seasons where it just, you're not feeling it. That doesn't mean you suck. It doesn't mean what you're doing sucks. It means you're having a day or a season, and that is okay. And the more you resist that and don't give yourself grace around that, I think it actually makes it worse, similar to anxiety. It's like surfing, which Mike knows more about than me. He's like a pro surfer secretly, but I don't want to get eaten by sharks. You know, I'm not going out there. I ain't got time for that, but it's like surfing. I think it's like a beautiful analogy where like they tell you, if you don't like ride the wave, if you don't ride the wave and instead you resist it, it actually makes it worse. You have to go with it. You can't stand there and turn around and stare at it. It's going to hit you and you're going to fall. So I think it's the same thing with anxiety and down seasons. It's like, if you fight it, you're like, I suck. Oh my God, this is the worst. Like, you're pulling yourself actually more into it versus like, all right, this feels a little shitty. I feel a little sad about this. This isn't working. I'm in a weird in-between where I'm having to be patient to get to the next goal. I think you have to give yourself grace around that. There is no like one motivational quote around like sometimes you need to push through and sometimes you need to say, this is just what it is right now. And this is part of the process. It's not linear. It's not supposed to be.
I hope you are loving this episode with my friends Angie Lee and Mike Lee, who are not only just great humans, but if you haven't picked up on this yet, they are the co-founders, brother sister of Soul CBD, which is our brand new podcast sponsor that I'm so freaking excited about. And you're going to hear us get into some more benefits about CBD and how it can help you specifically if you're struggling with anxiety, stress, sleep, or even physical pain. And I just feel really proud to talk about a company and a product line that I think can really serve you. And, you know, full transparency, I wasn't quite sure about using the CBD product back when I started using this, oh gosh, years ago. But I thought at first it would make me feel like weird or drowsy, but it doesn't affect my personality in a negative way, which is why I wanted to share it with you. It just like helps take the anxiety, like the edge off. Angie and I talk about this a little bit later in the episode. You'll hear. But what I love is Soul CBD's products are not only THC free, but they're also non-toxic, organic, and sustainably sourced. So definitely want to check the labels if you're using CBD. But they've got CBD tinctures as well as gummies that are designed for daytime or nighttime specific gummies as well. They've got capsules to help you stay more alert in the morning. And they've got dream capsules, which help if you actually really need a ton of support with sleep. They have melatonin in them. And they've got topical body creams, like even CBD for your pets. Like, they've got a whole product line. Like, my favorite is their CBD drops. I like the peppermint flavor. Just put a little drop under your tongue. And they've got lots of other flavors that you can try out. And then I really like the nighttime gummies. But CBD has become a go-to for helping with anxiety, reducing stress, and just like really getting good sleep for both me and my fiance, Sina. So if you want to try it for yourself, check the show notes for the link. You get 15% off as a listener of the show with code Keisha, or you can just head to mysoulcbd.com/Keisha. I think you are going to love it as much as I do. Now, without further ado, let's keep this party rocking and dive back into the show.
Versus like, I think sometimes we hold on to that. Like, I can't play. I can't have fun. I can't enjoy this. I'm going to hold on so tight until I get to the goal of like, let's say you're listening and you want to build your seven-figure health coaching business, whatever it is, like you're waiting for that day and then you'll be happy and then you'll have fun. When in reality, what if you enjoyed it on the way there? You'll actually probably be more successful. It's more sustainable when you're having fun, less burnout. And I'm sure Keisha's talked about this on the show. When you get to that day, you might feel exactly the same. It's not going to be what you, it's never really what we thought. You know, we think we're going to all of a sudden be happy and all of our problems are going to go away. And then you're there and then you want the next goal because the carrot always keeps moving. So I'm a huge fan of enjoying the process. I think that is it. If you can do that, I think you're a happier person. I think mentally it's just, it's the only way to do it. Cause you know, it's like Tony Robbins talks about people who have all of the things they thought they wanted, but then they still don't feel happy. And so I think there's this interesting conversation around enjoying it. And even the seasons where it's slower or it kind of sucks or you're in a slump, I think you have to find the grace and the fun in it. Because if not, it's just never ending, you know, with goals. Yeah. It's like it never ends anyway. So it's like, you might as well enjoy the process. So
and
I know that's hard though. That's hard for a lot of people.
It's hard. And I talk a lot about that on the podcast being personality type wise, but of, you know, the outcome not ever being guaranteed anyways. It's like, I love how even before Angie, like, and, you know, obviously you and I have talked a lot about this with just the fragility of life in general. Like, I've lost two friends at 30. Sina just lost his dad 6 months ago. So it's almost like when you have in the front of your mind, like, you don't really actually know how much time you have. And Pinterest says that and Instagram says it, like, make your days count. But it's like, shit, you literally, you have today. That's a guarantee. So if you're just waiting for what the process could produce and you're not trying to savor the season in between, like, you're missing out on everything. Cause then that, like, your point, right? The milestone changes where you get where you wanted to go. You then also have the confidence that you built up getting there, but you're like, oh, I want the next thing. So it's like, when's enough? Like, when are you going to be like, I'm not happy? So I could jam on that for 8 million years.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about CBD. We're switching gears. So Mike, I want you to tell us what, so there are some women, like, so let's just pretend like we don't really know what CBD is and we're going to go high level. Don't go into like the nitty gritty scientific, all this stuff that you know. Okay. So high level, what the hell is CBD? If I take a tincture, am I going to be like seeing dragons? Right. Tell us like what is CBD for people that aren't familiar?
Absolutely.
Some people have fear around it because they're like, I don't want to change like who I am. Right. Or I know that was one of my fears, even thinking about CBD. I don't want to calm down so much that I'm like a different person. I like my energy. So tell people, what is CBD? Well, yeah. What is it?
Yeah. So, CBD is a non-psychoactive compound found in marijuana and in hemp. So, you know, marijuana is when you consider like smoking pot and you kind of consider to go real 101, it'll get you high. What gets you high in there is THC. THC is, everyone kind of knows THC.
Yep.
CBD, non-psychoactive, which basically means you won't see dragons. You won't get high. It really helps you with your body, with your nervous system, regulating your digestive system. There's so many incredible things because what it does is it activates your endocannabinoid system, which affects your nervous system. It affects so many different things in your body. It helps with anxiety. It helps with sleep regulation, helps with pain. Something that unfortunately three things that a lot of human beings have nowadays because of the processed foods they're putting in their body and the bad thoughts that they're putting in their mind. Right. So CBD is a beautiful compound because it's been around for thousands of years, but unfortunately it's been demonized and cannabis in general has been demonized. And that's why it's taboo. And I think it doesn't get its fair shot. And we are trying to do the best at Soul CBD of educating people on not only CBD, but cannabis in general. And so all of our products, for instance, are zero THC. So it's really important if you're going to try that tincture, that gummy, that you're looking at that product, making sure they do third-party lab verification, which you should be able to find on the websites that you're going to, that there's zero THC, that it's not full spectrum. When you see full spectrum, that will have a little bit of THC in it. And nothing wrong with full spectrum or THC. It has its benefits as well. But I know for us, you know, especially me getting drug tested as an athlete and Angie doesn't like to smoke or THC. We wanted a non-zero THC product that could help people with their anxiety, help them with sleep, help them with pain. And there's so many different ways to do it. There's tinctures, which are oil drops that go underneath the tongue. There's gummies, there's capsules. There's topicals, you know, skin is the largest organ in the body. So we found some incredible results with CBD and anti-inflammatory effects with topicals. People love to put it on their joints that are hurting.
Or their butt cheeks if they did a butt workout. That's what I hear.
You can put it on your butt. Yeah. In fact, we're coming out with the butt cream only.
We actually are collaborating with Keisha.
Yeah. You're going to see some real soon on that.
Code Keisha for the booty cream.
You heard it here first.
Well, so how would you describe, I would love for you guys to describe like, okay, what are some of the benefits to using CBD? Obviously you're talking about anxiety. You're talking about pain. Like who would CBD be for? Like, I know it's for me, for example, with like managing anxiety and wanting to sleep better. And I like the topical for pain relief. I love the tinctures, the gummies. Beware of the gummies because you want to eat like 50 of them because they literally taste like gummy bears. And all of a sudden I'm like, I had too many gummies. But who would this be for?
Yeah. So a whole wide range. First of all mammals have an endocannabinoid system, which is what CBD affects. So CBD even helps with crazy dogs as well.
Oh, I forgot to mention Lizzie is on that CBD train because she is a homegirl, needs a little chill sometimes.
So if you're someone, okay, so like myself, I've dealt with so much pain and I was tired of being on so many prescription medications, right? And I say this all the time, CBD, well, it's never one thing that solves everything, but it was a huge piece of the puzzle for me. And a lot of people, they either notice within 30 minutes that they feel calmer, they feel more relaxed. Or some people, like even myself, I notice when I don't take CBD. So, you know, I take CBD every single day, but every once in a while, if I'm traveling or things are going crazy, all of a sudden my anxiety will start to get up. I'll have more inflammation, joint pain, and I'll be like, what's going on? And I'll remember that I forgot to bring, you know, CBD, or I'm not taking the normal amount I take. So it's important to keep that in mind too. It does build up in your system. And I think that it's important that, you know, you take it on a daily basis to really see what it can do for you. But people who have anxiety or they get really nervous, they have trouble sleeping. As I mentioned, for pain, we're finding that CBD does a lot for anti-inflammatory properties, which is incredibly important. But when it affects the nervous system, you got to think about how much of your body is being affected by your nervous system, right? Anytime our cortisol is high, we're in fight or flight. It's starting to, it increases inflammation. It does things to your body that really has detrimental effects down the line. So we're kind of getting it at its root cause. We're not putting a Band-Aid on it by having CBD. We're affecting the endocannabinoid system, those CB1, CB2 receptors, and helping out the body at the root cause. And I think that we need to get to more of that, whether it's CBD or your diet or lifestyle. We have too many Band-Aids right now with ibuprofen, Tylenol, with opioids that have killed thousands of people. These pharmaceutical companies, all they are having is Band-Aids. And I'm someone who went through it with an autoimmune disease, so many pharmaceuticals, and some of those save lives and help people. So I do want to acknowledge that. Yeah. We've had incredible medical advances, but we need to get back to not Band-Aids, but the root cause of what is causing so many millions of people to have pain and illness in today's world.
It's beautiful that you guys together created something that checked all the boxes that mattered to you two, right? Of like, it's coming from two different sides of the spectrum, which is why I think it's so cool. Obviously, I love you guys as humans and you guys are brother sisters, and that's like so fun. Like, you open up your package, it's like there's a picture of Mike and Angie, like we started this company. But at the same time, it's like, Mike, for you, it's like a lot of it was necessity of I need to find something that I can pass drug tests with, that I can do that's going to support me because I have physical pain. Like, the fact that this can help take away physical pain for people and from a sleep perspective is so huge. And then, Ange, I would love if you could speak to the anxiety piece of it, and especially from an energetic perspective. I know one thing that I was nervous about is, like I mentioned, I was like, if I take CBD, is it going to affect like that? I'm like, woo. Is it going to bring me down? And all it's done is like make me feel balanced. Like, I feel like myself still. But Ange, like, what's your perspective on when you're feeling anxious, how CBD has helped and how you would like alleviate anyone that has a concern about that part of it?
Yeah. I think a lot of people assume that it'll make you sleepy, but unless you're taking our sleepy melatonin support supplements, it's not intended to make you sleepy. There's a difference between being regulated, calm, and feeling stable versus being sleepy. So you can drive on CBD, you can function completely on CBD. I do like it to take the edge off. And similar to Mike, I notice when I'm not on it more than when I am on it. So it's not like something you're going to take and all of a sudden be like, whoa, I feel it. Some people, yeah, but again, yeah. it's a gentle sense of, it's going to be a good day today, but it's so slight and it's so gentle. It's not a sense of, oh my gosh, I'm on something. So I'm saying this because I'm talking to me 6 years ago who was like, what's going to happen? Yeah. you're going to be fine. Nothing bad is going to happen. And what I like to do is obviously sleep to me is everything, whether it's anxiety, ADHD, having a healthy functioning brain, being a very high energy person. Sleep is everything. It's my number one focus when it comes to my health. You can have all the expensive biohacks, but at the end of the day, if you're not sleeping, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So for me, I do a lot of CBD towards the end of the night, the gummies, the tinctures. I'll put the peppermint in some cacao or some tea. And it's like this baby grandma party, you know, it's the best. And then I get great sleep and then I wake up feeling better. So for me, I usually use it for sleep, which has been really, really helpful. But I do think there is this fear around, and again, I'm addressing this fear myself when I'm really honest with myself. I actually had an acupuncturist tell me this the other day. She said, you know, a lot of times behind very high energy people is this story they've told themselves that if they aren't that person, not only will, you know, insert won't be loved, or we're so used to this being our identity, but also behind that is a lot of exhaustion because we've been so on and we're so energized, and secretly behind that is burnout if we don't think about it or talk about it. So this is where something like CBD can support your system, support your central nervous system, because yes, you and I want to go 100 all day, but it's okay to balance that out. So then you and I aren't hitting 100 and then all of a sudden we're going to hit like zero because we just were so high up there and our cortisol and our energy and everything was so intense. So I now see it as going back to balance. It's like, okay, yes, it's great to be high energy, but what do you support that high energy with? Oh, you have to support your central nervous system. You have to support your sleep if we're going to be crazy, you know, energized ladies like us all day. So I don't know. I think it's an interesting conversation around energy and knowing that it's just going to help balance things out.
Yeah. And it's just a good conversation to think about in general. CBD obviously being a support tool for that, but then asking yourself, like, what is the identity, to kind of like tie this up, like what is the identity that I have and what am I giving myself, like what story am I telling myself about that? But then also, am I giving myself tools to support like who I really want to be and how I really want to show up? And I think for me, when I recognized and like why I even talked to you guys about bringing Soul on as a sponsor is I'm like, this is helping me a ton. Yes, with sleep, which has always been a thing and a priority, but this is helping just take the edge off from an anxiety where even if you have a lot of good things happening, you've got a lot of tabs open in your brain. It's just like, it just helps you feel a little bit more calm internally. And I don't see why we, like why we don't talk more about this. Like this should be a conversation that people are having of like, why would you not give yourself more support to show up the way that you want to? And most importantly, rather than what that looks like, but what that feels like for you living a human in your one freaking shot that you have here. So love this. Okay. To tie this up, I wanted to ask both of you guys, just what advice would you give to someone who right now is in a season where they're like, okay, I know I want more in my life. I want to like get to that like next thing. I want to be more fulfilled. I want to be more excited. How do you recognize that in yourself? And what do you do to kind of take action? We'll start with Mike.
I mean, first, yeah, being comfortable is the enemy in that state if you're longing for more. But my biggest thing is take risks, is try it.
Yeah.
And I know, once again, that's easier said than done, but it's like, you've got to jump in the ring and just go for it. And you're going to get hit. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to find out what you don't like. Sometimes finding out and figuring out what you don't like is just as valuable as what you do like. So you're never going to do that sitting on the couch. You're never going to do that being comfortable. So take those risks. And even when it feels painful, that pain will be a gift. I say that all the time, that pain that you feel, big or small, is a gift because it points you in the direction. It teaches you things. All the pain I went through was such a gift and is a gift because I never would have created this incredible company that now helps thousands of people. And we get testimonials all the time. And so that pain is a gift. And you got to get up off the couch in order to experience the pain. So,
and also as a man talking about this too, Mike, I think that's something that I've always loved about you is how open you are. And it's like, unless you've been in that type of pain and you've had to pull yourself up from it, obviously this beautiful company has created and all the amazing things that you've done, the impact that you make through platforms like this, but it's also like, you're willing to be like, I know what it feels like to have it feel really, really damn hard. So like, I want to take that pain away from people, which is such a beautiful thing that you're doing with your life. So I love that. Angie, some little nugget for them. She wants more. Give it to us.
Yeah. I feel like Mike's the real spokesmodel for Ready is Alive.
He is.
He embodies it more than I do. I'm like, hold on, Ready is Alive, but wait, I need a second sometimes. But yeah, I think obviously, you know, starting messy, we've talked a ton about this on the show. And of course, the secret is in knowing that nobody really knows what they're doing. They're just putting one foot in front of the other. They're making it up as they go. Everybody is literally making it up as they go. And the more you're in business, you realize that you're like, oh, you assume this person was perfect and had all the answers. He doesn't, she doesn't. She's just literally, she's just more open to making mistakes. Like, yeah. I always say the person who's willing to make more mistakes is going to win, because they're just, you got to be willing to be embarrassed a little bit. You have to be willing to be like, this might suck. I might lose money. What are my friends going to think of me? What is Cheryl from high school going to think on Instagram? Who cares what Cheryl thinks on Instagram? Yeah. You know?
Do you want to switch places? Right? Do you want to switch places with Cheryl or Sally Sue 293 who's sending you like a weird gift? You're like, I don't like telling you to not be on Instagram. Whatever. No, I don't want to be you. Sally Sue 293. So
if you're named Sally Sue, please DM me right now. I just need to see you.
We'll send you some gummies as an apology.
That's so funny. But yeah, I think that's it. And then I think going back to what I said about, you know, as cheesy as this is, I think my medicine here for the rest of my life, and it's going to show up in many different ways, is to remind people of joy and just to remind people to laugh and to not take this experience too seriously. Okay. Yeah. We're cucumbers rolling around on a ball. We really are.
You know, it's ironic because I need to hear that too. And I think that Angie, we complement each other so well in business and life, but she has made me understand that because I'm too serious all the time.
Yep.
I think that I take things too seriously. And so she doesn't even realize it. Mm-hmm. She has been there for me to make me laugh in a hospital room when I'm in pain or when I'm taking things too seriously. But how can I have fun doing this is something that I never even thought about until, you know, Angie started bringing that up more and more. So
And everyone has their strengths, right? Because like the thing is, because Sina has been on the podcast a lot. We've done episodes. He's an Enneagram 3 and I'm a 7. So like, obviously we have a similar dynamic to you two where he's like, she keeps me light and keeps it fun. And I like get shit done. And it's like, you need both. And it's a good reminder to everyone right now to just like breathe for a second and recognize like your strengths that you're uniquely gifted are your strengths. Like Mike is going to get shit done. Angie's going to have a lot of fun. She might squirrel a lot. Me and Sina, same thing, right? Which a lot of people have heard from that. It's like knowing what your own strengths are and recognizing like, that's beautiful. You're gifted these strengths and show up as a fully expressed version of you. Give yourself more tools in your toolbox. If CBD sounds like something up your alley, check it out. It's a podcast sponsor now. I'm so excited about that. You can use code Keisha, get all the discounts on it. But truly, like, just thank you guys so much for being who you guys are and just embodying like what it looks like to constantly change and pivot and grow and build this beautiful company that's serving people, but also just be really freaking awesome humans in pursuit of it and ruthlessly supportive of each other. I think that's a really cool example for brother sister combos, but just for people and friendship in general, right? It's like you can be so drastically different and you need that yin yang. There's a lot going on between you two because it's all over the place energy wise, like, which is so beautiful, right? So I love you guys. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you both.
We love you. Oh, we're so excited to be partnering with you. We freaking love you. This is going to be the best.
Yes. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.